Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast, where we help you find the keys to living your best life. We tackle issues ranging from physical and emotional well-being, all the way to strengthening personal relationships and paving the way to financial independence. Get excited to take your life to the next level today. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Morley and Paul Croteau.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast. It is Thursday, Cheryl. We're doing episode number 113, and it is Leadership Day.
I love Leadership Day, Paul. Leadership
I do too.
Day, a good day. It is.
Yeah, we've been following John Maxwell. We're reading a book of his called 21 Laws of Leadership, which is the best leadership book ever written. Just came out with a new copy in June, which we went out and got, and now we're teaching out of it. And it has been a great course that we've been doing here. Today we're going to talk about law number 14. So we've moved along here, but if you've fallen behind, you can go to elevateyourlife.com, sign up to get the notes and all the recordings from the past, and you can catch up to 14. We're like, I'm really bad at math, but like 2/3 through, right, Cheryl? Because 14, 21, yeah.
Yeah.
We're moving right along.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And it's been so fascinating and really fantastic to me to be able to follow the 21 laws and like really see and kind of grade myself or rate myself where I'm at each of them. I'm loving that because it's really showing me, you know, where I excel at, you know, already, but also where I need a little more work. So this is a good one.
Yeah, it is. This is an important one. They're all important, but what is leadership law number 14, Cheryl?
Well, it is it's all about the buy-in. So people buy into the leader and then the vision.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times people want to just, this is what we're doing and this is what we're going to do and here it is. And oh my gosh, let's go. And it's like, you know, John talked a lot about people have to buy into you first. And I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah. 1000%. I love this quote here in the book. It says, as a leader, your success is measured by your ability to actually take the people where they want to go. But you can only do that if they buy into you first.
Right.
So super interesting. And this is something, like you said, Cheryl, that most leaders don't get because they just think, well, I got this great vision. So you got the great vision and everyone's going to love you because you got this vision stuff. But that is not the case. That's not how it works. So the million dollar question, Cheryl, is why would people buy into a leader?
Yeah.
Why would people buy into you?
Well, and think about that too. I want each of you to think about why somebody would buy into you. But really it starts with, or it has everything to do with three things. So the first one is connection. So people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So you have to be able to connect with people. Look, if you can't connect with people I have a friend's like, I just don't like people. I'm like, okay, well.
That's a problem.
Then maybe this
leadership don't like me.
Is not for you. Like yeah.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. So connection is going to be the first one. Your ability to connect with a person is huge. Number two is competence. Do you know how to make that person's life better in some way as a leader? As a leader, do you know how to make that person's life better? Do you have something that you're doing that could make their life better? And I think that's so important to think about. It's not about you, right, anymore as a leader. It's about them.
Yeah. I just did an initial health consultation right before we doing this podcast. And I could see that. So I get on Zoom with people and I meet with them for the first time. And I know I got to build that connection, you know, build that rapport immediately. And then prove to them that I'm competent, you know, that I've been doing this for 27 years, helped thousands of people, built the Institute of Holistic Health. I mean, so I go in and go on and on about, you know, what I've done in my past so that they buy into me. And then they have to gain, number three, Cheryl, is the confidence. You know, they have to have confidence in me and believe that I can actually take them to where they want to go, which in that case was better health. But whatever the situation may be, they got to know, they got to feel like you're connecting with them. They got to feel like you know what you're talking about. And they got to be confident that you can actually take them, you know, and help them make their life better in some way.
Yeah. And I love this whole idea that you are a leader if you inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more. And I think when I very first heard that, Paul, I was like, wait, what? So I have to be able to inspire others to do all four of those things. And here's the whole thing. Here's the other thing too, Paul, is that I had to be clear and sure that I was able to do all those things. Look, if you can't dream, then how are you going to help somebody else dream, right? How are you going to be able to show them the road? If you, you know, learn more, are you doing your personal growth? Are you growing? If you're not growing, they're not going to follow you on the path of growth, right? So, and then of course, do more and then become more. So
we just talked about the law of the picture. You know, if you're not doing, they're not going to do, you know, that's for sure. Yeah. And then, yeah, if you're not becoming more, if you're not elevating 1% every day, why would the people follow you, you know, elevate their life 1% a day? Cause they're looking to us as the leaders to inspire them, you know, and to get them to do these things. And the only way you're going to inspire someone is if you got a story yourself of mastering these four things. And I literally read this quote every single morning. This is what I base my life on. I really want to help people dream more. You know, Cheryl and I, we're both huge helping people make vision boards and turn the dream machine on and think. And we're good at that, Cheryl. We go on Pinterest and we find all kinds of things that look for cruises and vacations and all kinds of things. So we're always dreaming more, picking out our next airplane that we're going to buy, our next yacht. And we're spending a ton of time on learning. We're spending a ton of time on doing and helping people doing their business and life. And then there's nothing better, Cheryl. And I know you agree with this 1,000%. There's no better feeling to have than to help someone else become more.
Yeah. And I think it's so interesting because I love that we take the time to figure out what that is, right? So what does becoming more mean to you? And do you know what that is? Because really, if you don't know, then that might be the first step, right? The result that you want. And I love that we've talked about that, that we've done that, that we have, you know, that as we do these four things, we are able to lead people down that path of, you know, of dreaming, learning, doing, and becoming. And so but just make sure, you know, like, think about that. Like, what do I really want to become? Like, who do I want to become? What do I want to become? What do I want to leave as a legacy to my kids? I mean, all of these things that go through our minds. I mean, that goes through my mind all the time, right? And so I think it's super important to know those, and maybe even starting with number four, Paul. I know that people can get the notes here. But number four, under you are a leader if you inspire others too, I think might be the very first so that you know where you're going.
Yeah, sure. Good point. Great point.
Yep.
So our vision here at the end during this Elevate podcast is to help 1 million people elevate their life 1% every day. However, we can't get you to buy into that vision until we get you to buy into us.
Yep.
So as Cheryl was mentioning before, we work really hard on our confidence. We do the personal growth every day. We work really hard on gaining your confidence. I mean, we do all these free podcasts. We're trying to give value, value, value. Like, wow, these two didn't just have one or two good podcasts. Now they have 100, you know, and it's gaining your confidence and showing you that we do spend an enormous time in confidence. We talk through things and because we deal with thousands and thousands of people, we can make those connections that other people can't make. And really give you some cutting edge ideas on how to take your life or improve your life 1% today. And then finally, Cheryl, we really pride ourselves in, you know, you're Mrs. Connection. I mean, you're at all the parties, shaking the hands, kissing the babies, you know, and you're the best there is.
I love that.
With new people every day. That is you. Yeah. And you definitely excel in number three at connecting. And helping people elevate their life and help them move from fine to fabulous.
Yeah. And as we get people to buy into the vision, then we want you to buy into, you know, what we really want you to do is buy into our vision, right? So that's, which is true, but listen, what is your vision? Yeah. Because that's really where it starts, right? I mean, it starts with what your vision is. Now, through the process of realizing your vision, and, you know, Paul, it took us a little bit of time to write out our vision and to really think about it. And what is it that we really want to accomplish? What do we want to do? Who are we? Who do we want to be? Who do we want to be for other people, right? So all of those things need to be answered as you are laying out your own vision. And then we help you realize that the only way to achieve your vision is to focus. And we've talked already a little bit about this, Paul, but I think we will always talk about it because it's so fantastic. But we know that you have that in order to achieve your vision, you have to focus on elevating 1% every single day. Now, we believe that the way to do that is to get involved in a community of people who want the exact same thing that you do, right? And if you don't know what you want, I promise you, you will never get it. And you will feel, and I'll tell you, Paul, I know this for a fact because it was me forever, right? I felt like you're just kind of like, let me think about what it is. I know, a dandelion, you know, those white puffy dandelions that you can blow and they float all over right. on the wind, right? That's kind of what I felt like. Cause you're just like over here, then over there, then up here, then over. You have no anchor, you have no focus, and it just becomes, it really becomes hard, I think, because you don't have a reason to be, right? That's the way I felt. Like I didn't have a reason to be, I didn't have, you know? And so once you get that and realize what your vision is, and then get involved with a community who want the same thing, it's like, it's magical.
Yeah, it really is, Cheryl. And so we invite everyone to, we have the Elevate Tribe. Love for you, everyone to join that. And if you're female, and you'd like to join the Find a Fabulous group as well, well, there's a link there too that takes you straight to that on Facebook. So we love having people in those two groups, Cheryl, and just being able to connect with people that way and share more things and really help them on a daily basis improve their life that 1%. Yeah. So you must do the same thing. So the whole point of these podcasts is to teach you how to become a better leader. So you must do the exact same thing with your team and organization. You got to work hard on your competences, Cheryl mentioned, and work hard on gaining the confidence of the people on your team or your organization, and then really connecting with them and building that bond with them. And I think, Cheryl, we've done a great job with that, like, you know, having these different retreats we do and things and events that create that bonding experience is it's so, so important. So the bottom line is the leader finds the dream and then the people. The people find the leader and then they find the dream because the leader shares it with them. So right. super important to know that you got to have that dream first, like Cheryl mentioned, in your mind on how this is going to look in the end. And then you'll find the right people to come on that journey with you to help that vision become reality.
Yeah, I love that. I really love that saying there, the leader finds the dream and then the people. Right. I like that. And that's what I feel like. That's really what I feel like we've done here, Paul, right? Yeah. With our businesses, we found the dream. We decided what our vision would be. And now we are out there. And look, it's all about, and again, I really want to make this clear. It becomes not about you anymore. It is about other people and how you can help them, you know, become better, how you can help them realize and achieve their vision and their dreams. Yeah. Right. And so that's what it's all about. And I just love that, Paul. And so applying the law of the buy-in. So what you need to do, each of you, now we really urge you, and this was very hard for me, Paul, at the start, like I did not want to do it, but it's super important to score yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. And it's not to say, oh gosh, I'm not good at that, or I am great at that, or anything like that. But it's just really a baseline is to find out where you're at so that you can really work on yourself and on getting people to buy into you. That's really what that's
all about. Cheryl, I think your favorite word is awareness. So it's making yourself aware, hey, this is a weakness of mine, or a strength is really all we're trying to get out of this. And this is a tough one to score for sure. You know, it really takes some thought and just because when we talked about the different levels of leadership in the past, where if people are just following you because they have to, because you're the boss, that doesn't mean they bought into you. Okay. So don't mistake that for people buying into you. That when, you know, if you got a lot of people that are really into you, that follow you, that are like, that come to you for advice, you know, so then you can score yourself high in this, you know, that people truly have bought into you because they can see your competence. They're very confident in you and you have a great connection with them. But if you don't have that with a lot of people, you might, and a lot of people, I think, Cheryl, are going to score low in this because they haven't, they just weren't aware of this law and knowing that, oh, well, I never thought about people having to buy into me first before the vision. That makes sense. So now you're just kind of starting from scratch. And now saying, okay, I'm going to hold off on presenting this vision. I'm going to get really focused on people buying into me.
I just thought of something, Paul. This is so crazy. So I was just thinking about my kids and the vision, right? All of us have visions for our kids. And I was just thinking that it's the exact same thing. So if you, your kids have to buy into you before they buy into the vision for them, your vision for them.
Yeah.
But have you stopped for a second and asked, what is their vision? Like, what do they want? And I think it's so important to do it that way than, you know, figuring out what their vision is. What do they want? Where do they want to go? And then, you know, you can have your vision for them. Like mine would be spirituality and all these different things that I think would make them a great human being. But then they have to buy into you and what you believe. But it's all about, I just realized right now that it's, they have to buy into you before they're going to buy into anything else that you tell them about. And they'll buy in, they might have bought into you earlier, but I'm talking a lot right now because I'm going through it, right, is about teenagers.
It's a whole new sales process. I mean, you know, I know your children have bought into you tremendously, up to 13. And then it's like you're starting over again at 13. Like it's a whole other sales process. Now I got to get them buying to me again here as a teenager. But Cheryl, honestly, out of all the people I know, you're the best there is at really asking your children, like, what do you want? Like, what is your vision? And caring for them, being their best friend, being there for them. And that has got them to buy into you, like, you know. 100%.
Well, I just realized how important it is for them to buy into you.
Yeah.
Before you try to sell them whatever you think would be a great vision for them.
Yeah.
And I just think it makes it easier if you all, and goodness, it's the same way in business, right? All working together, all wanting the same thing, all supporting each other and caring for each other on the road. Because I really do believe that it all begins with love. I really believe that.
Yeah, it does. But it is, I talk to a lot of parents and it is amazing how many children like think their mom and dad doesn't know anything, you know?
Well, I'm not saying anything. Mine don't think that. I'm still trying to convince them, Paul.
Yeah, it is a constant evolving battle there. So three books you can read to help you with this. If you feel like, well, this is one law I need to really focus on because I score low on this. Developing a Leader Within You is a great book on this. The Roadmap for Success is excellent by John Maxwell. And The 25 Ways to Win with People is another excellent book that will help you come up with ideas to get people to buy into you.
Yeah.
It's awesome. All right, Cheryl, we leave every single podcast with a plus one. And our plus one for the day, the one thing to take away from this podcast is to elevate your life and to help people elevate their life. You must first, get people to buy into you first and then your vision.
Yes, that's right. And as you do that, you can move from fine to fabulous.
Absolutely. All right. Have an excellent day, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday for Mindset Tuesday. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.